At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Oh, Sarah Boone. Sarah Boone, Sarah Boone. By the time you're hearing this, there may actually be a verdict. But as of right now, there is not. And we're going to take you through some of the last days of the Sarah Boone trial. If you want to hear how it all ended and whatever it ends in, as we take a look at this. The charge right now, it's second-degree murder in the 2020 death of her boyfriend, George Torres. Forensic psychiatrist Dr. Tanya Werner confirmed Thursday that Boone suffers from battered spouse syndrome. This condition is central to Boone's defense, as her attorneys claim Boone's actions were driven by trauma stemming from previous violence between her and Torres. Let's take a listen to some of that testimony right here from court.
Panic attacks, severe depression, very low self-esteem, poor body image, disassociation, learned helplessness. All these are symptoms of a battered woman syndrome.
Compound, something back to normal.
Sustained.
You agree panic attacks is one of the symptoms of battered woman syndrome?
Sustained.
What are the symptoms of a battered spouse syndrome?
They can be numerous symptoms, from anxiety symptoms, mood symptoms. They can have psychotic symptoms. It can be any vast majority of symptoms, substance abuse symptoms, any vast majority.
Do you agree fear is a symptom?
Yes.
Somebody in a constant state of fear?
Maybe, yes.
In terms of the abusive partner, do you agree that they would hit the victim?
Some of them, yes.
Kick the victim?
They may.
Punch the kick them, victim?
They may.
Choke?
Abuse takes all different forms.
Choke?
They may.
Burn?
They may.
Destroy their belongings?
They may.
Use weapons to hurt them? Threaten to hurt them, their children, or their pets.
They may.
Take their car keys.
They may.
Take their debit card.
They may.
Take their vehicle.
They may.
Control where they go and who they see.
Yes, they may.
Force them to have sex when they don't want to.
Yes, they may.
If you'd have spent more time with Sarah Boone, could you have uncovered as to whether or not she suffered from battered spouse syndrome?
I agreed that she met the criteria for, or that she had battered spouse.
How about post-traumatic stress disorder?
It's possible.
Thank you.
Werner called as a rebuttal witness by the prosecution. Noted that battered spouse syndrome alone does not justify Boone's actions leading to Torres's death. In a recent interview, Werner spoke with Boone for over 2 hours, during which Boone recounted details from the night Torres died. They were having a good time and laughing, Werner said, but she remembered what it felt like when he was choking her. She became angry. Boone described how she shook the suitcase Torres was in, and after it flipped, she reportedly saw him put two fingers out. Her son's baseball bat was sitting there, and she picked the bat up and hit his hand, Werner said. The narrative conflicts with the defense's portrayal of Boone as a woman reacting under the influence of long-standing trauma. Boone's lead attorney, James Owens, previously introduced forensic psychologist Dr. Julie Harper as an expert witness in her defense. Harper testified that Boone's reaction that night was influenced by previous violent interactions with Torres. According to Harper, over a period of incidents, basically the victim begins to perceive clues or cues that would signal impending danger, even subtle changes in tone or behavior that others might overlook. Harper described this perception as something unique to individuals in abusive relationships, highlighting Boone's heightened awareness of Torres' behavior patterns as a trigger for her actions that night. Let's take a listen to...
I do want to preface this clip. I think this is Dr. Werner continuing, that this is not going to be Dr. Harper, but they're still talking about how Sarah might be the aggressor in the situation, and it throws some confusion into the whole thing.
Let's take a listen.
Is it clear to you that Sarah Boone was involved in a violent relationship with George Torres?
Yes.
Do you agree that there was a violent cycle that occurred during that 3.5 year relationship that Sarah Boone had with George Torres?
It's been described that way, yes.
Would you describe it that way?
It's been described that way to me, yes.
Do you have an opinion?
Hey. Sustained.
Do you have an opinion that that was a violent cycle between Sarah Boone and George Torres?
It's been described that way, yes.
Do you agree that George Torres was the abuser and Sarah Boone was the victim in that?
It was a volatile relationship in the police report. Her ex-husband actually describes her as being the aggressor.
Okay, I'm going to show you what's been identified as Defense Exhibit I. Have you ever seen this photograph?
I have not.
Do you see the injuries on Sarah Boone?
I do.
I'll show you Defense Identification H. Do you see this photograph?
I do.
Have you ever seen it before?
I have not.
Do you agree that's Sarah Boone?
I do.
Are you aware that George Torres...
Objection. Sustained.
Show you Defense Identification G. Have you ever seen this photograph?
I have not.
Did you ever read anything about George Torres using a curtain rod as a weapon against Sarah Boone?
I don't recall that specifically.
Yeah.
Actually, I apologize. I think I was wrong. That is Dr. Harper. But, you know, there's a lot going on here in this case. And I'm trying to picture myself sitting on the jury. I don't know what to think. It sounds like they both were messed up.
Yeah.
They both were drinking all the time. The police knew who they were. Mm-hmm. I mean, if the police came to my house right now, it'd be like we met for the first time, mm-hmm. you know, but they knew this couple. So I don't know what to think. What do you think?
I think they're both very troubled people that were pretty shitty people to each other. And just, you know, I think they're very troubled. And this happened. I don't think it was intentional. I don't think it was premeditated. But when you have two complete idiots or two people that are very, very ill, which I think is what we're dealing with here, at least on the Sarah Boone part, certainly a personality disorder, something is clearly not right there. You know, I think it happened the way it happened. I think, you know, she said she, you know, she went away and fell asleep. I think that's really exactly what took place. You know, was she kind of drunk? Did she hit him with a bat? Yeah, all that. Was she thinking beyond, you asshole, now shit, if I let you out, you're going to attack me and beat me? No, I don't think she was. I think she thought, well, if I let him out, he's going to get me right now, but he'll get himself out probably and maybe cooled down by then, and I'm just going to go to this other room. And then she just completely forgot. I don't think she was even considering that he was going to die.
No, I don't think so either. And I think they probably engaged in some things that were just unusual and odd.
Yeah.
And this was just another night in their lives. And it was stupid and weird and drunk and, you know, just a typical Friday night or whatever night of the week it happened. Yeah.
I mean, I wonder how many other things they participated in together that could have ended in death.
That's my point. Yeah, this couple did some weird shit together.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree. I have another clip I'm going to play here in a second. The issue of battered spouse syndrome has been central to both sides here as it reflects Boone's alleged perception of imminent harm. While Werner agreed with Harper's diagnosis of BSS, the expressed skepticism over the applicability of BSS is justifying Boone's behavior that led to Tora's death. Having battered spouse syndrome doesn't necessarily mean action taken against your partner in a relationship are justified, she said. A pivotal moment during Werner's testimony involved an objection by Owens, who argued the prosecution did not inform him of Werner's recent opinion change. Owens requested the attorney to re-depose Werner, stating, I should have been notified there was going to be a change in opinions here today, and we had an agreement that I was going to be allowed to retake the deposition. Judge Michael Kirik ruled in Owen's favor, allowing an in-court deposition to clarify Werner's statements. Defense highlighted Boone's account of previous violations by Torres to strengthen their battered spouse syndrome argument. Deputy Jessica Ramirez Delago testified Wednesday, recalling an arrest incident where Boone said, why? Because I effing fought back? During the same session, jurors saw a video taken from Boone's cell phone showing Torres smashing her TV with the same baseball bat Boone later used to prevent Torres from escaping the suitcase. Assistant State Attorney William J. questioned Harper about the possibility of Boone's narcissistic personality traits influencing her actions, noting that Boone demonstrated 3 of the 9 traits associated with narcissistic personality disorder, though not enough for a formal diagnosis. Harper disagreed that these traits influence Boone's actions, emphasizing Boone's trauma-related actions. I'd say I think everything comes into play here in her decisions as far as what it was. This is an interesting piece that we found. This is Sarah Boone berating George. He's sitting on the ground, black shirt on, shorts. And this does not sound like the baby voice Sarah that we're hearing in court at all. Mm-hmm. It sounds like a completely different person. And you had brought up an interesting point about this too, a question about this.
Refresh my memory.
why is she always recording?
Oh, thank you. Yes. You know, what's interesting is we see so many of their interactions between them. And mm-hmm. I'm wavering between, here's a woman who wants to prove that she's being abused, or she's being weird and recording all of their interactions. Like, I can't decide what this is. Is this, Is this her way of trying to prove to people, yeah, he does treat me poorly?
Or is it just
he does abuse me?
Or is it just to empower herself later to listen to herself berating him after he hurts her?
Yeah, it's a weird thing. If you look at your own phone, I look at mine, I've got cat videos, things I've taken of my cats being cute. I don't have interactions between me and somebody else. Maybe I'll record once in a while when I'm at a concert. Mm-hmm. That's really the only stuff I have on my phone that's video. It seems weird to me to be recording parts of your relationship over and over again. It could be a generational thing that I don't know. It seems weird.
It is weird to record something like this. I mean, unless you're trying to get evidence of it or something, but I don't think that that's what's going on here. I think this is more of a, she likes to go back and watch this stuff later to feel good. And if you're being abused and you have this moment where you're towering over your abuser, but you stay in the situation, it's just, it plays into the cycle. It's twisted. It's fucked up.
Yeah.
But that's kind of where I'm thinking this is coming from. Here's the video.
Oh, I'm just saying. I want to go sleep. Go downstairs.
Okay, yeah. I know.
I'm leaving you, and I'm going to try and cancel plane tickets.
No.
Because I don't do special things for people like you that are doing this. Like, to me, after I asked you at 1:21 in the morning, I wanted to be asleep. I wanted to stay asleep, which is why I got into bed at 8:30. I told you not to step foot in the bedroom. So what do? Nonetheless, you're drunk. The amount of alcohol, I know how much was alcohol. That's why I could smell you in the bed before you actually got me up. I can smell you from here. You're despicable.
How am I despicable? I'm not even doing anything.
Leave me alone.
Okay.
You're not going to remember shit.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm
not doing nothing right now. Get away from me. Get away from me.
I'm not doing nothing to you.
You do everything to me all the time. All the time. Heartache and pain is what you cause me. Heartache and pain.
How is that?
Keep going.
He certainly wasn't de-escalating the situation.
No.
He was just kind of sitting there. I don't know. I mean, these are not good decision makers.
You know, they're a toxic pair, you know?
Yeah.
They shouldn't have been together. I saw a video where the police were coming in and telling him to basically get lost because she had an order for protection and he was violating it.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you have an order for protection against somebody and you keep letting them into your life, that's a problem. That's a problem. You know, I get it. People are addicted to each other, but this couple, they were horrible with each other and to each other.
Yeah.
You know, he's destroying her property and beating her with a curtain rod or a shower curtain, whatever it was. And she's berating him and she's hitting him and doing things to him. You two need to be done with each other. You know, he might still be alive if they had been able to cut it off. Be done.
Yeah. No, all
not
very,
saying he would have been better with anybody else, but I don't know. It's messed up.
I know. These are just toxic human beings, both of them. One of them's dead. The other one.
Yeah.
I know. Really so broken, probably really serves no purpose for anything or anyone. but she seems like, I don't know. I mean, the thing is, people like this can certainly be abused without a doubt. And I believe she was. But I don't know. I think she dished it out as well. And that's no justification to go back and forth and abuse anyone or each other. But I do think that this was an abusive, a two-way abusive relationship, mentally and physically.
Yeah. You know, I saw on Court TV, they had done an interview. I don't know if it was with his kids or family members. I didn't catch who it was with because I was busy, but talking about how she's a monster and, yeah. and things like that. I think they're both monsters.
I think they are.
I'm sorry that the man is dead.
I agree. There's no winner here. This is just like watching a train wreck that two people purposely got themselves into. And, mm-hmm. and then everybody has to go, well, what, you kind of dug this hole for yourself, you know, both of you. So what should we feel about it? I think is like what society is looking at here. Like you don't fit in a normal society. You're clearly not right. You know, I get how you could have done this with battered spouse syndrome and the emotions and the thoughts of that, especially with your poor decision-making skills. I don't know. I think probably a good 10 years in behind bars is at least called for here and on some sort of manslaughter charge. I don't see her getting much more though. I don't know though. What's your thoughts?
I completely agree with that. She's going to be punished for something. I don't think they're going to let her off because she's obviously showing that she had some part of this as well. Mm-hmm. You know, she wasn't just an innocent victim of somebody who was a manipulator, and sounds like she was as well. Yeah. So I think she killed somebody. It's going to be involuntary manslaughter. And she'll dry up in prison, hopefully, because I'm assuming you can't drink in prison. I'm assuming. I've heard you can make toilet wine.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? She'll be the next provocateur of toilet wine in prison and then deny, you know, on her until she's dead that she never did it. yeah, I think it's going to be something like that. It'll be fascinating to watch. Like I said, by the time you hear this, there may already be the verdict, but that's essentially pretty much how the trial wrapped up of Sarah Boone.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.